I think it might be time, huh?
Oh, cue the music. I'm ready. It is time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And along those lines, I want to start off by saying that I've had communication with a woman, a friend of mine who lives in Winona, and she said that Winona is inundated with flocks of robins and red-winged blackbirds. And the kids from the Prairie View Community School in Northfield also mentioned that one of their students had seen a flock of robins. Now, our average return date for robins is the 24th of March, and March also brings a few other surprises. You should be checking out the aspens in your yard. You should be looking at pussy willows or looking for pussy willows. They're going to be coming out. Some of the students mentioned in their reports earlier this morning that the colors are really intensifying on the willows and the dogwoods, and that is true here as well. There are a lot of colors coming out, so be observant. There's lots going on in your neighborhood right now, even though here in the north you might not think that there is very much happening. I got a note from my good friend Jeff Burcham. Jeff lives up in Baudette. He's a retired conservation officer. He works with classes up there to encourage the kids to become more aware and do some phenology. He said that on the 23rd, this a week ago today, on the 23rd, there were sharptail on the lek. Now, the sharp-tailed grouse is a cousin of our ruffed grouse here and is a bird of more open areas. So I think farms that have kind of fallen by the wayside, old pastures that are overgrown and maybe creeping in with a little bit of brush along the edges. That's where the sharptail like to hang out, and they gather on these dancing grounds called leks. And on the lek, the males do this weird dance and sing these weird songs. And the females come in and kind of check out the dancers, and they may pair up with one. This early in the season, they may not pair up at all yet. They may just come to see who's dancing. So sharp-tailed grouse in Baudette. And if you are in the northwestern parts of our listening area, you may have a chance to see some of the grouse as well, and this would be a good time of day to do it. It's an early morning habit for them. If you're going out to the lek, you're going out early. You're going to be out there at 4 or 4:30, and you're going to sit quietly for a while the sharptail kind of wander in and start to dance just after early light. Wednesday on the 24th, I was serenaded and entertained by about a half a dozen ravens, and they were flying above me, and they had quite a day. I don't know what was going on. I have a resident pair of ravens that kind of hang out in this area, but there were at least six, and they were flying and cavorting and doing aerobatics, and they were just having fun on a pretty nice day last week on Wednesday. So they were, I had a good time just standing in the yard and watching. Sometimes they would fly up way high, and then they would circle and call, and then all of a sudden they would dive and come down closer to the ground and then flip over on their backs. They were just, it just looked like a whole day of play, and I hope that's what it was. The next day, on Thursday last week, I came outside and I heard the ravens making this real short kind of a staccato call, sort of a keck, 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 keck. And I was like, what? And looking around, trying to find the ravens. and right over my head and just over the top of the trees soared one of the bald eagles. And he swung out past the old nest, the one that they abandoned in 2017, and then went over to the new nest. And at the new nest, the pair were together on the nest. And I got my spotting scope out and I looked at the nest and watched it. And one of the eagles was in the depression and was doing some general upkeep. I mean, just head down and then back up. And, you know, at first I thought, well, maybe she's got an egg and she's tending to the egg. But later that day, they were gone from the nest. And once she lays an egg, she won't leave the nest, or one of them will always be at the nest. So I knew that they hadn't laid eggs yet. But typically they come back this time of year, late February, and they start doing some home improvements. And the kids from, I think it was Prairie Creek, or maybe it was North Shore, maybe talking about looking on the eagle cam and seeing the eagle doing some rearranging of the nest of the grasses. And I have reports from my own notes of eagles pulling hay off of these big round bales out in the field and dragging it up to the nest to kind of create a nice lining, a nice warm lining for the eggs that will be laid very soon. So they spend about a week doing this nest maintenance. And by the time we talk again next week, I would expect that one or more eggs will have been laid and the eagles will be brooding eggs very, very soon. So check that out if you have an eagle's nest near you. The other thing I did last Thursday, the 25th, once I had the spot scope out and was looking at the eagle's nest, I turned it on an aspen in my yard. And this is an aspen that I have watched for years. And I know that it's a male. I've watched it go through its flowering cycles many times. And I also know that it's one of the first aspens in my area that breaks bud and begins to put out flowers. And last Thursday, with the help of a 20-power spotting scope and a tripod, I was able to see that the buds had indeed begun to break. And there were these tiny little fuzzy catkins that are just getting started. And they are, aspens are in the same family as willows. So if you know what pussy willows are, you know essentially what the flower on the aspen is going to look like. It's this grayish, fuzzy little bud that pops open and will stay sort of at that stage, not very big, like pussy willow sized, for several weeks. And then it will suddenly begin to expand. And in this case, it will drop down and the male flowers will open and the pollen will be released. And then the flowers will fall off the tree and that'll be the end of it for the males. The females, on the other hand, will catch that pollen and then they will begin to develop. And along about, the last week of April, those catkins will be bright green and everybody will be looking at them and thinking, the aspens have leafed out. Well, not exactly. The leaf out of the aspens typically takes place at the end of April, 1st of May. But let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. Those aspens are budding out now. And if you have an aspen and you don't have a spotting scope or binoculars, just keep an eye on it over the next few days. And as those buds swell a little bit, you're going to be able to make them out. The other thing that I've done in the past is I've stood there with my camera, my phone camera, and taken a picture and then just expanded or zoomed in on the picture. And you can sometimes do that and see those buds on your aspens. And they should be doing just that really soon. I discovered a little brown bat the other day that had been hibernating, I suspect, in a building and had probably, during that really, really cold spell, it probably got too cold for it. And the poor little fellow had collapsed and fallen away, and that was the end for it. I didn't look to see if it was male or female, but it was a little brown bat. And as tough of a life as they have, it certainly didn't deserve that sort of treatment. I also saw a couple of trumpeter swans flying northwest out of town, headed probably up looking for a stream somewhere with some open water. There have been times in the past when the Mississippi River would stay open. The power plant in Cohasset would put warm water into the river, and it would keep ice from forming on the water, at least as far south as Portage Park, and then that stretch of river that comes up toward Highway 2, if you're familiar with the Grand Rapids area. That was iced over after that last cold spell. And if there were any geese or ducks or swans that were hanging out in the area, they were right up close to the powerhouse. So that lack of warm water has changed the dynamics of the river here and has probably forced some of the birds that would have spent the winter here to find warmer places to hang out. I got a note from Billy Shaw, who lives in the Duluth area, and Billy said that his trail cam has been picking up lots of skunks in his area. And he also, Billy mentioned that just yesterday there was a bear in the Duluth area near the Miller Hill Mall. So some bears have emerged from hibernation. I would think that it would be a tough go, but I understand that bears don't really have a great deal of hunger when they first wake up, that they can stand some pretty dire situations, they've slept all winter without eating, and when they wake up in the morning, eating isn't the first thing on their mind. So we don't know what's going on there, but there is a bear out in the area around Duluth, and we also have Jeff Burcham, who is the conservation officer we talked about the sharp-tailed grouse. His daughter was out on a bear run where they know where the bear den is. They go in and take samples from the bear, and they check out and see how the bear's offspring are doing, and she was part of that discovery. That bear was sound asleep, and I don't know if you if you listen to Wait, Don't Tell Me, but speaking of bears, a woman in Alaska went out to use her outhouse, and when she sat down, something bit her in the butt, and she thought it was some small animal, but she jumped up and ran out of the outhouse, and when her brother went to investigate, he discovered the face of a bear looking out from the outhouse hole. And I suppose it would be nice and warm in there in a kind of a pre-dug den, but I'm not certain that I would want to sleep down there, even if I were a bear. I guess that's enough about bears this morning. The other notes I have, cedar waxwings. There are several large flocks of cedar waxwings, probably mixed with Bohemian waxwings. Sue Hutchins and I were able to look at a flock not too long ago, and it was a mixture of Bohemian and cedar waxwings. But this flock was about 100 birds. It was flying around in the River Road area of Grand Rapids, and they were just sort of on the wing checking things out, probably had eaten a big breakfast and were just trying to find a nice place to settle for the afternoon. The other note I had about and this came from yesterday or Sunday, I guess it was Sunday, when I was in town, I noticed that the Mississippi River has opened up below the 10th Street Bridge in Grand Rapids. It has been ice covered since at least mid-January, and talked about how the warm water isn't there. But on this far, it's mostly the current from the dam in Grand Rapids at the paper mill that allows the water to get enough motion that it will push the ice out of the way, but it takes a little warm weather too. And on Sunday, the ice was open. The river was open below the Robert K. Horn Bridge in Grand Rapids. So things are starting to open up a little bit that way. That'll definitely help out some of the animals around, and that will be good, all good. And speaking of all good, that's all good that you've stayed with me through the Phenology Show. And we will be back again next week. Remember, this is March, and this is the month when birds start returning into the state. And lots of things going on. So this is a good time to start your phenology records. Get a calendar or get a membership or join National Phenology Network and start keeping track of what's happening in your yard. 20 years from now, you'll be glad you did. That's the Phenology Show for this week. Stay tuned. We'll talk again next week.